Tower, can I help you?
Hey, Javier, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. Jeremiah, can you give me, can I put you on hold for 1 minute?
Yeah, absolutely. No worries.
Hello, Jeremiah?
Hey, Javier.
Hi, sorry to put you on hold.
That's okay, not a problem. You got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to be having somebody call you from quality control here. So they may be asking you a few questions that we've already asked you. Just a heads up, but it'll be a quick phone call. They're just going to go over a few things, make sure the information's correct, and then we'll be able to get it here submitted and get you an approval. But I wanted to ask you, what was the amount you were looking for? What were you trying to obtain here? Hello?
Yeah, 50,000. Hello?
Yeah.
50K.
50K, okay. And that 50K I know was going to be used again to build. Hold on 1 second, let me. You're going to use that money to get another, bring on another location. The money will be used for caregivers, for new marketers, as the new location will open up in northern San Diego. Now, when you say it's going to be used for new caregivers, what's the breakdown on that? How are you going to break that down, the $50,000? Is there a specific amount that you're putting towards the caregivers?
No, it's actually marketers, locations, and we need a reserve fund.
A reserve fund, okay. So how much will be going towards the marketers?
It's like when you open up a business and the business is going to cost you $20,000, I'm just giving you an example. You can't only just use $20,000 because then you got to pay bills, right?
Sure.
And then the money, you know, takes 45 days, 50 days to start kicking in.
Right.
So that's why you need a reserve.
Okay. So is this going to be all for the reserve and you just don't know yet how you're going to divvy it up, basically?
Well, you know, each marketer costs me $3,500 a month.
Each marketer costs $3,500 per month.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Now, when are you going to start bringing in? Like, what's the return on investment here? When are you going to start seeing some sales come in? And what are you expecting?
30 days later. But, you know, I still have, you know, the company has money to pay out the loan regardless if I lose it or not.
Sure. No, I understand that. I'm just trying to determine what are you going to start bringing in 30 days later from now? Do you have an idea, a guesstimate of what you guys will be start to bring in as far as sales?
Yeah, I'm probably estimating like 33,000.
Okay, a month?
For the first month, yeah.
Wow.
It's a quick turnaround on this business.
Quick turnaround. Okay. All right.
Because the contracts are there.
Uh-huh. The contracts are already there.
Yeah. It's just I need to relocate. It's not like I'm going to get the office and then start looking for work. No. It's giving us an opportunity. It's just tell us you got to, you know, relocate up north.
Cool. All right. So what do you...
The caregivers don't want to be driving 40 miles from where I'm at.
Caregivers don't want to
Northern drive. Marketers and stuff like that.
Okay. Don't want to drive 40 miles. What would you say the return on investment would be? Like percentage-wise on the 50,000, you know?
Well, look. When I first started this business 2 years ago, I invested mm-hmm. $40,000, and it's made $500,000.
Okay. That sounds like a great business. It makes me wondering what I'm doing over here.
that's why I'm telling you, you know. I could tell you whatever I want on the phone, but tax returns don't lie.
Right. True that. Okay. Perfect.
And it's not products that we sell either, so.
It's a service. Yeah, absolutely. So
you
there's
want to
no overhead.
In the future, go into a business that you provide services.
Oh, that's a great point.
That is a key.
So you've been in business though longer than 2 years, though, right? You've been in business.
Yeah, I have other companies, you know.
Okay. But this particular business has been in business for we have 2015, so almost 2 years.
Well, it's been since 14, actually.
Okay, 2014.
Yeah, the thing is that I was running it by a sole proprietor.
Okay. 2014, sole proprietor. And then you changed in 2015 to an LLC.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Javier, you've been very helpful. I appreciate your time. I will have a QC call for you done in about, I want to say maybe the next 5-10 minutes. They're just going to confirm some of the info. It'll take literally 5 minutes, and then we should have an approval on Monday. And then if you need the funds, we can get them to you by the next day if you're okay with the terms.
Okay. So
all right.
How's everything looking right now? Good?
Everything looks good. Yeah, that's why I want to confirm all this information because your file does look good.
Is there any more information I can give you? So, you know, I want the underwriter to really understand what's going on.
Exactly, and that's why I'm confirming, I'm getting this info, and that's why we're going to have a QC person call you, so that way we can make sure we get this approved. We're not treating this like some rag file, right? We want to make sure everything is good, all our ducks in a row, and then get you the full amount you're asking for. So that's why we're being very thorough on our end here.
Okay, now my quick question is, can they have them call me on my cell phone?
Yeah, what's the cell phone number?
619 250-1703.
1703. All right, I'll have them do that.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Javier.
Okay, bye.